We love Bridge Michigan, bridgemi.com. And if you haven't checked it out, by all means do. It's really old school journalism and also really connecting with readers on a very personal level. Something that they are doing is they are taking questions from their readers, saying, as we approach the 2020 election, what questions are foremost in your mind? Not necessarily about issues necessarily, but the election itself and the process. We welcome Lauren Gibbons, who's Capitol reporter at Bridge Michigan, who's been kind of on top of this project that is unique to Bridge. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You've been getting some really interesting questions from voters, things that, you know, are kind of the inquiring minds want to know. For instance, what's going on with the absentee ballot boxes? And you know, there was concerns at, you know, inflamed by 2,000 mules, which, by the way, that the filmmakers, you know, the filmmakers apologized to the people they defamed in that. And they're on their way to losing that defamation lawsuit. That's aside. But, you know, a lot of questions were raised about what was happening there. So who is securing those absentee ballot drop boxes and how are they being secured?
Well, thanks again for highlighting our new elections FAQ project. We're really excited about it. We're really excited that readers have really interesting questions. And yeah, as far as the absentee ballot drop boxes go, under current state law, every municipality has to have at least one ballot drop box. Larger cities have to have one for at least every 15,000 registered voters. And there are state laws that require them to monitor, they must have video monitoring on the drop boxes within 75 days of the election. But municipalities have until 2026 to add them for older drop boxes before the 2020 law was enacted. But if they're putting in a new drop box, they automatically require video monitoring. So for some of those older ones that have been there for a while, if the city is still shoring up the funds to get that put in, they do have until 2026 to put a video monitoring on there. But under state law, there are rules now for video monitoring. And, you know, they are required by state law to be securely locked, fixed to the ground or another stationary object, and only sworn members of the clerk's staff or the clerk themselves can pick up absentee ballots out of that box. So state law really does, you know, especially after those 2020 updates, really try to get at some of those concerns, make sure that the ballots going in those boxes are secure and get to the right place.
Well, but there's also restrictions on who can drop off someone else's ballot at that location. Do we know, do you and I as reporters have access to that video? Can we check? And who's watchdogging to make sure that those rules are being followed?
Oh, in terms of who watches the video, I have not personally watched a Dropbox video, but I believe that that's public. I actually am not 100% sure. I have not tried to watch those videos in quite some time, but you know, they are being monitored, and I think, you know, if you ask your local clerk, in my experience talking to local election officials, they do try to be very transparent with voters. If voters mm-hmm. have questions, they are happy to answer them. But yes, to your point about who can drop off ballots, it is either you or someone that the voter specifically designates if they are physically unable to do so, especially in the case of older voters. So there are a lot of rules around who is allowed to transport that ballot to the box as well.
Lauren, let's talk about another question being asked. How good are Michigan's polls? You know, are we really doing a good job in predicting who's ahead and who's behind?
Yeah. So that's a really interesting question and a fair one, because in 2016, Michigan was notoriously, it had some polling that showed Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton leading ahead of Election Day. Obviously, in 2016, Republican candidate Donald Trump won by a very slim margin in Michigan and also won the presidency, obviously. In 2020, the final average for polls conducted in Michigan shortly before the election showed President Joe Biden leading by 4.2 points. He ultimately won by a slightly narrower 2.8 points, but in that case, the polling, you know, was pretty close. You know, it's important to keep in mind that polls are snapshots in time. So if there's a little discrepancy, you know, the week ahead of Election Day to the actual count afterwards, the variations can be normal. You know, as I was putting this information together, it was very clear. You know, you've got to really pay attention to who is running the poll, the methodology behind the poll. That is what determines whether a poll is trustworthy. If the margin of error is over or under 5 points, that would be a little concerning because a lot of times, you know, candidates could be well within that margin of error. And you don't exactly know. So it really, you know, you just have to be very careful about what polls you're consuming and just pay attention to some of those smaller details to make sure it's a trustworthy poll.
Lauren, another reader question submitted through Bridge Michigan's Election Facts brought you to this whole story. And the headline is, are Republicans running as fake Democrats? Explain.
Yeah, and this one was really interesting because a reader reached out, and I had been aware of one case where a candidate was at least had a history of donating to candidates in the district. But this reader mentioned a different district that I hadn't been aware of. So when I looked into that, I realized that one of my colleagues had actually spoken to this candidate at a rally for President Donald Trump a year ago, which was pretty interesting. So in a couple of districts here in Michigan, there are candidates who don't have a huge profile. They don't have, you know, a campaign website or what you might expect of people trying to win folks' votes. But what they do have in their campaign finance records is records of donating to conservative candidates and causes. So it's not clear. They haven't told me if their political affiliations have changed since they made those donations. That's always a possibility. But in these two cases, as recently as last year, they were making donations and supporting Republican candidates. So the reader questioned initially had mentioned those two districts and asked if there was an organized effort. It doesn't appear to be an organized effort. It appears to be, you know, local to the districts. You know, it's possible that, you know, in other cases, things like this might be happening.
Very, very quickly, Lauren, if someone wants to submit their own question, how do they do that? Just give us the website.
Yeah, so it's bridgemichigan.com, and it's our voting guide, and we have a link to our form, and it's just a Google form that you fill out for voting FAQ.
All right. We look forward to future FAQs. Thanks so much, Lauren Gibbons.
Thank you so much for having me.
Coming up, Donald Trump on Capitol Hill and the revolutionary tax policy he's proposing.